This is Pet Life Radio. Let's talk pets.
Hey there, pet parents. This is Christy Vaughn, host of The Doggy Dish. Today, we are taking a trip to the beach. We'll be right back after these messages from our sponsors.
Listeners, I'd love to introduce you to PetPlate.com. They deliver freshly cooked, human-grade dog food right to your door. I'm talking about dog food that is so high quality that even us humans could, technically, eat it. I've been feeding PetPlate to my pup for the last 2 weeks, and it's perfect for my picky pup, and perfect for me since I'm so busy. So if you want something super healthy, really tasty, and ready to serve, go to petplate.com/spot to get 30% off your first box. Once again, that's petplate.com/spot to get 30% off your first box. PetPlate.com.
Let's Talk Pets on PetLifeRadio.com.
Welcome back to The Doggy Dish on Pet Life Radio. Finally, the weather is warm and hopefully spring allergies are a thing of the past. Now it's finally time to start planning those Memorial Day, end of the school year, and summer trips. And if you're like me, you can't get to the beach fast enough right now. I grew up at the beach, so it's been a part of me since I can remember. And for some reason, it seems like everyone heads to the beach or maybe the lake for their Memorial Day festivities. I'm more of a beach girl. Lakes kind of scare me. I like moving bodies of water, so I'll be heading to the beach. There's just something about the sound of the ocean and the salty breeze that calms me and makes me so happy. If you're thinking about planning a last-minute trip to the beach, or maybe the lake, or another body of water, to celebrate Memorial Day, or just for a summer getaway, you might want to bring your furry family members along. Now, if you decide to, don't stress out. Bringing your dogs on a trip sounds hectic, but it really doesn't have to be. You know, it's all about planning ahead and making sure you do your research so you can avoid surprises along the way. Plus, this way, you don't have to worry about dog sitters, and you can probably save a little bit of money. So if you've decided on a beach or a lake trip and you're ready to get down to business and plan the details of your trip, this is the episode for you. The first thing you need to think about is how far you're traveling and what your preferred mode of transportation is. Personally, I have a rule that if it's more than an 8-hour drive, I would prefer to fly. Now, that's not that easy to do with dogs. So I try and drive when I can if I want to bring them along. But that's pretty much my limit for drive time in one day. And that's kind of the rule I created for myself. Now, that doesn't count for actual planned road trips in order to see things along the way. That's a little bit different. Obviously, when you drive far distances, you're able to see and experience things that you wouldn't be able to if you were flying. Now, if you're lucky enough to live just a few hours away from a vacation destination with a nice body of water to offer, then consider yourself very lucky, and you better start planning that trip ASAP. So let's talk about driving, since it's most likely the most preferred method of traveling short distances with your dogs. Now, if you've ever taken your dog in the car, you already know how they do with being in the car for an extended period of time. For my dogs, I can't even say that word. If I say car, they race to the door and they wait. And they don't forget about it. If I don't take them with me, they're still waiting. They want to run outside and jump in the car as fast as possible. So then I started spelling out C-A-R. That didn't work because they learned how to spell. I can't even say the word go anymore without them thinking that they're going somewhere. It's the craziest thing. Now, some dogs I know absolutely hate going in the car. They get sick and they just don't do well in the car at all. And I'm really thankful that my dogs love the car. Now, it could be for a variety of reasons that they don't like it. You know, maybe they associate a car ride with the dreaded vet. You know, maybe they've learned that word. Maybe you trick them by saying they're going to the park and then you end up at the vet. I've actually done that one before. Or maybe they do get sick every time they go for a car ride. Now, this is definitely something to consider when making your travel plans. And I would suggest doing some test rides ahead of time. You know, if you're unsure about how your dog might act, small, short trips are probably the best thing to do. Okay, so before you do your test rides, make sure you have the proper equipment ready. Now, depending on your dog's size, there are several options out there for making sure that your dog stays safe in the car. There are seat belts, there's carriers that are designed for smaller dogs, and of course, there's the standard crate. So if you have a larger dog, I would recommend a seat belt or maybe putting them in a crate. And my advice is to go by what your dog is used to doing at home. Okay, if your dog is used to being in a crate, then bring his or her crate in the car. If he or she is used to roaming free, well, then you might need to get them used to being restrained for safety. So make sure you test it out. Maybe bring it into the house. If it's a car carrier, bring it into the house, let them sniff it, maybe put some treats inside of it, let them check it out, get used to it so it's not so alarming. And the best way to do this is to make sure you choose a restraint that is appropriate for their size and weight. If you have a larger dog, seatbelt, harness, it's probably best. Just make sure you're putting him or her in the back seat, as buckling dogs in the front seat could be dangerous if you get into an accident and the airbag deploys. That's kind of scary to think about. And this is a good time to mention that allowing your dog to roam free is a really bad idea. So if you're heading out for a long road trip, just make sure that they're secured. You know, we're all probably guilty of it at some point. It's really not safe for anyone, including you as the driver. And small dogs, you know, they can fit anywhere in the car, which is really scary because they could slip down by the pedals, which is so dangerous. And just the distraction in itself is not good. And we all love our dogs and we want them to be in our laps, but it's just not safe. So just make sure that they are secured. And if they have a tendency to get motion sickness, make sure you're contacting your vet before you leave. Ask them for suggestions. Okay, there could be something that they want you to try out, but there's also medication. It's also a good idea not to feed them right before you get into the car. Okay, you don't want them to have a full tummy because that could really lead to some sickness, even if, you know, they don't have a tendency to get sick in the car. Now, in order to keep your pups entertained in the car, you'll need to be ready with their favorite toys and treats. They may end up sleeping the whole time, but you just never know, so it's a good idea to be prepared. And I'll share some easy ideas for treats in the car later on. Okay, so now that we're good with the car ride part of the trip, let's talk about the accommodations once you arrive at your destination. This is the part you really have to plan for. You know, doing research ahead of time really comes into play right now. I know I've mentioned it before, but the website bringfido.com is an excellent resource. I use it all the time for planning trips. Even if it's just an outing for the afternoon, it's a really great idea to plan ahead to see where the dog-friendly attractions, hotels, restaurants, you can search by city, and it's really a great website. It's laid out very nicely and easy to navigate. And it's a must if you're planning to take your dog anywhere, especially long distances. Now, the last thing you want to do is be stuck somewhere that isn't dog friendly. And let's be honest, if they don't allow dogs, I mean, who wants to go there anyway, right? So whether you're staying with a family or booking a hotel, you have to plan ahead when bringing your dog. There are so many things to consider when you add the dog component to traveling. Just be sure you call ahead and verify that the place you're staying allows dogs. And if they do, just be sure to ask if they require a pet deposit, just so you know ahead of time and you know how much to budget for. Also, they may have a size or breed policy, so keep that in mind and make sure that you ask a lot of questions. If you're staying with family members or friends, be sure to prepare them for your furry guest you're bringing along. You don't want to just show up with your dog or dogs. Be sure to know what pets they have at home as well. You know, if they have dogs or cats themselves or any other animals, who knows what kind of pets people have, you know, iguanas or birds, you need to know that ahead of time. And if your dog doesn't get along with these animals, make sure you are prepared for that situation as well. So, you know, it's always a good idea to bring a crate or some type of enclosure for your dog when you're traveling. And there are some really neat things out there like pop-up tents, like soft-sided tents that will collapse, really good for traveling. That way you don't have to worry about your dog not having their own space when you're away from home. You know, they might want to just kind of take a break from all of the excitement and retreat to their little tent. And again, just like with the car carrier, it's a really good idea to get them used to that at home because they're already going to be nervous being away from home. You want to make sure everything is familiar as possible. So bring those things in ahead of time. You know, if you go out to the store and buy one or you order one online, make sure you do it ahead of time so they know what that thing is. They don't want to be surprised, and that would probably cause a little bit of anxiety on top of, you know, being nervous about traveling. So just get them used to it ahead of time. All right, so you've arrived at your destination in one piece. Hopefully, that's the goal. What are some ways to make sure everything goes smoothly? Well, be prepared with everything you might possibly need while you're away from home. You know, your dog's food is probably the most important one. Suddenly changing your dog's food is not ideal because it can cause intestinal upset, but also wasting your vacation time by running around town looking for a store that sells your dog's food is also not ideal. So just make sure that you have not only their food, but plenty of it, maybe extra. I always bring extra just in case. You never know what's going to happen. And also medications. Keep that in mind. Any medications they are currently taking or may need while you're away. Okay, it's always a good idea to have those things on hand. You know, just like we pack for ourselves, you know, I always put together a little medical kit. I like to have that on me at all times when I'm traveling, just in case. You know, it might have Band-Aids and ibuprofen, alcohol wipes. You just never know what's going to happen. Do the same for your dog. You know, make a little medical kit. Include everything you could possibly think of that they may need. Bandages, just in case they get hurt. Maybe tweezers if they get something stuck in their paws. And also ask your vet if they'll give you a prescription for an antibiotic, just in case. Okay, if you feel like they maybe picked up a bug somewhere, some type of stomach thing going on, some type of, I'm not sure, a bacterial infection on their skin, you know, it's a good idea to have that on hand. I tend to have some Tramadol on hand for my dogs just in case. And my vet is really good about just giving me a bottle of that just to have. And you never know, you may not need to use it, and that's good. And also, if your dog needs medical attention while you're out of town, it's always a good idea to have their latest shot records and their medical records on hand. Just make copies of them so you don't have the originals. You can leave those at home and tuck them into your suitcase. My vet actually gives us these little ID cards. They're the cutest things ever. They look like driver's licenses. And every time we go and get a checkup, we get a new one in the mail that has their latest shots on there. And it gives the expiration, has their picture, it has their name, it has their age, their breed, that they're fixed. And it has all of the records on it. It's just a cute little card. And so I just stick those in my wallet, and that's all I need. So in case, you know, unfortunately, accidents happen. Hopefully they don't. But in case you need to go and get medical attention in an unfamiliar place, you want that vet to know what your dog has had and in their history. So make sure you bring something like that with you. And that's sometimes people forget that, but it's a good idea to have it. Alrighty, so we're going to take a quick break and be right back with more summertime and beachy stuff when we get back right after these messages from our sponsors.
Sit, stay. We'll be right back after a short pause. Well, four to be exact.
Hey, cat people. Litter box smells always on your mind. Think about your cat, not the box, with World's Best Cat Litter, the litter that delivers big odor control in a tiny package. World's Best Cat Litter harnesses the concentrated power of corn to trap odors deep inside the litter. Ready to knock out smells and use less litter? Find World's Best Cat Litter at Target, Walmart, and in your local grocery and pet stores.
Does your dog itch, scratch, stink, or shed like crazy? Come to Dynavite for help.
Order a 90-day supply of Dynavite.
Dynavite for life.
Pick up two tubes of Dogasuds.
Get the third tube free.
Peppermint, tea tree, lavender, Dogasud shampoo.
Made with all-natural coconut, jojoba, aloe. Great for healthy skin and soft, shiny coats.
But no itchy, harsh chemicals.
Lather up, rinse away.
Try Dogasuds. Buy two, get one free.
At Dynavite.com.
Dinovite.com.
Let's talk pets.
Let's talk pets.
On Pet Life Radio.
Pet Life Radio.
PetLifeRadio.com.
Welcome back to the Doggy Dish on Pet Life Radio. Now, before the break, I shared some tips for planning a dog-friendly trip to the beach or the lake this summer. Being prepared is probably the best tip I can offer you. You know, make a list before you start packing, and don't forget to include everything your dog needs or might need while you're away from home. You know, this includes their food, bring extra if you can, medications, their toys, their treats, their bed, their crate, some type of enclosure for them to retreat to if necessary. And also, just make sure you do a test run in the car if your dog isn't used to car rides already. So if you're going to be spending an extended amount of time in the car, make sure you do a test run. You know, go around the neighborhood, go down to the pet store and back. You just don't want your dog getting sick in the car on your way to your amazing vacation. So just plan for your time in the car. It's the best advice I can offer. Now, if you're still wondering where the heck you can go for the summer that is dog friendly, I wanted to share some beach ideas with you. Okay, just in case you're lucky enough to be fairly close to the beach where you could drive in, I do have a top 10 list of dog-friendly beaches. This is a really cool list, and I'm going to tell you exactly what state they're in. So if they happen to be close to you, you can do a little bit of research, check it out, and maybe even go there. And we'd love to see some pictures if you do go there. Definitely send those in because I'd love to see your dog enjoying the beach. All right, so I have the top 10 here. The first one is Fort DeSoto Paw Playground and Beach, and that is in Florida. And I have to say, I've actually been to that beach. It's been a few years now, but it is such a great beach and it's so dog friendly. Everybody has dogs out there. You can let them run around. They can go in the water. And it's a really fun place to go. The second one is Fisherman's Cove Conservation Area. And that's actually in New Jersey. The next one is Fiesta Island Off-Leash Dog Park in California. That one sounds cool too, because you can just let them run. The next one is Arroyo Burro Beach, and that's Hendry's Beach in California. Next up, we have Picnic Island Beach Dog Park, and that's in Florida. Myrtle Beach, actually, it sounds like Myrtle Beaches are dog friendly, and that's in South Carolina. The next one is Gulfside Beach, and that's in Florida. Next, we have Rosie's Dog Beach, and that's in California. Smyrna Dunes Park in Florida. And the last one is Bonita Beach Dog Park in Florida. So shout out to Florida for being super dog friendly with your beaches. I love it. And actually, the beach I grew up on was dog friendly. As long as your dog is on a leash, they can be out there. So it's not an off leash, but it's still kind of cool. You can walk your dog on the beach. And, you know, of course, just make sure you're following all of the rules and you're picking up after your dog. And that way, you know, can keep it clean and they can continue to allow dogs. So just make sure you're following all the rules and proper etiquette. Now, if you don't live by a beach or a body of water, consider going on a day trip to a park and maybe packing a picnic. Okay, if you can't leave, make a picnic in your backyard. Okay, I've done shows in the past about having a picnic with your dogs, and it can be a lot of fun. You definitely need to plan ahead, though, and make sure that, you know, you have lids on everything because you can have some accidents and some spills. So you just need to make sure that everything you have the food in is dog friendly. There are so many neat places to explore. It just requires a little bit of research and planning. And if you're going to be near water, of course, you want to make sure that you're being safe. Take appropriate precautions, especially if your dog can't swim or if you aren't sure if he or she can swim. Just make sure you kind of test that out. Okay, it sounds silly, but you could test it in the bathtub, fill it up with water. They're probably going to think they're getting a bath. Could be a good time for you to actually give them a bath. But there are life jackets for dogs. Okay, so keep that in mind. It might be a good idea to fit your dog in a life jacket before your trip. And again, you want to do it ahead of time because you don't want them to stress out about being away from home and also wearing a silly life jacket that they're not used to. So just make sure you get that ahead of time and you try it on them at home where they're feeling comfortable. Maybe let them wear it around for a little bit. Especially those little dogs probably want to put them in a life jacket just in case. I know my French bulldogs cannot swim. They're just anatomically, they're not able to swim because they're a little bit top heavy, front heavy. When they're in the water, they tend to sink. So they always have life jackets on, that's for sure. Now, of course, you can't plan a trip without thinking about food. So I have some fun ideas for festive and easy, of course, foods that you can pack for your summer trip. So we have all of these holidays coming up that tend to be patriotic. So I do have some patriotic treats and some really neat things you can put together ahead of time. Now, let's talk about the car ride first. I mentioned that we need to make sure we're prepared with some snacks in the car, maybe something to keep them busy. So if you have a high energy breed, a long car ride could be torturous for you. Just think about that. Think about how antsy you get during a long road trip. Now imagine your dog being forced to sit still for hours. It's probably torture for them. It's best to be prepared with different ways to entertain them. And my favorite is taking some type of hollow toy and stuffing it with his or her favorite treat. Or what you can do is put some peanut butter in it. Just stuff it real good with peanut butter. Stick it in the freezer. And then right before you leave for your trip, make sure you remember to pull it out of the freezer and bring it with you. Just remember it could get a little messy, so I would probably put a towel down and make sure you have some baby wipes with you. Baby wipes are a must if you're going to be in the car with your dogs. I'm just saying that is probably one of the top tips I can offer is having a big pack of baby wipes. And also towels are a good idea. Also consider bringing some antlers or bully sticks to keep them occupied when they get tired of something else. So you can just kind of hand them one of their antlers and they can go to town on that and then hopefully take a nap. You could also make your own jerky. Okay, that's one that will probably take them a while to chew on. It's really easy to make and it can keep them busy for a very long time. And the good thing about the toy with the treat inside is that it also keeps them mentally busy as well as physically busy. So that's always a good one too. Other easy snacks for the car are air-popped, no salt, no butter popcorn. And then veggie sticks like carrots and then cut up broccoli. Even some dehydrated treats like sweet potatoes. You can just stick those in little Ziploc baggies. They're all easy to pack and those aren't very messy at all. Okay, so if you want to make some festive treats for your summer festivities, you can try making a dog-friendly patriotic fruit flag. And this one is something that humans and dogs can enjoy together. It's absolutely adorable. You have to assemble it, and that's pretty much it. That's the only preparation. Really doesn't take much time at all to put it together. And all you need is 12 wooden skewers. Okay, like the long skewers that you would use to maybe grill meat and veggies on. Okay, so just those plain wooden skewers. A carton of fresh blueberries washed. A carton of fresh strawberries washed and sliced. And then 3 to 4 large bananas sliced into 1-inch thick pieces. Okay, so next is the assembly part of it, because that's pretty much the only prep. You just need to kind of cut up some fruit and get your skewers. Now, the assembly, you gotta stick with me here. Okay, so if you haven't figured it out, you are creating an American flag with the fruit. So if you have a picture of a flag in front of you, if you're more of a visual person, take out a picture of the American flag, but I'll try and make it as easy as possible to follow. So you're going to take a skewer and place 5 blueberries on one end. Okay, then you're going to follow the 5 blueberries with a piece of banana, a piece of strawberry, another piece of banana behind it, and then another piece of strawberry. Okay, so you're alternating the banana and the strawberry pieces. All right, so you're going to repeat those steps to make 5 skewers just like that. So you're going to have 5 identical skewers with the blueberries and then the banana and strawberries alternating. Okay, now next you're going to take 4 pieces of strawberry and 3 pieces of banana. You can set those aside. Okay, so you have your 4 pieces of strawberry, your 3 pieces of banana. Take a new skewer, starting with a strawberry. Alternate until you have the 4 pieces of strawberry and the 3 pieces of banana on the skewer alternated. Okay, so you could probably tell already you're making the stripes. So you're going to repeat those steps until you have 7 skewers that look exactly the same. So you have 5 with the blueberries, 7 with just the strawberries and the banana. Okay, so next you're going to assemble your flag. You're going to start with the first ones with the blueberries and place them next to each other, line them up on a tray. And then you'll line up the strawberry and banana skewers next to them. So you have your stars and then you have your stripes. And you should, if you followed along, you should see something that resembles an American flag. And the best part of this is it's completely dog and human friendly. You can assemble the skewers ahead of time and then place them in a cooler. And once you get to your vacation destination, you can place them out on a tray and serve them. Or you can just bring all of the ingredients, stick it in a cooler, and you can do all of it once you get there. Just make sure you don't give the skewer to your dog as it may cause choking. So before you give them their treat, make sure you actually pull the fruit off of the skewer. But it looks really cute. You can take pictures of it and send it to me. Now, while you have your fruit out, let's make yogurt dipped strawberries. It's another quick, easy, healthy treat that everybody can enjoy. These are super easy to make. And you can also travel with them inside your cooler. You just take your whole strawberries, dip them into plain Greek yogurt. Okay, I like using Greek yogurt because it's a little bit thicker. You can get good coverage with it. Place the dipped strawberries on parchment paper on a tray and then freeze for about an hour or so. And that yogurt will freeze right onto the strawberry. And that's it. Voila. Another easy frozen treat is homemade popsicles. I love this one. And you don't even need popsicle molds for these. But if you have popsicle molds, go ahead and get them out. If not, you don't need them. Okay, all you need is a 1/2 cup of your sliced strawberry. So if you have some leftover from the flag, use it for this. a third cup raw kale or spinach, a quarter cup of your plain nonfat yogurt, and then those small paper cups, like the kind that you use for mouthwash, or you can use your popsicle molds if you have them. And you'll also need popsicle sticks, of course, and you can get those at a craft store or anywhere. You're going to combine all of those ingredients into a blender or a food processor or a magic bullet, whatever you want to use, until smooth. And you may need to add a little bit of water at a time if the mixture seems too thick to pour. So maybe like a tablespoon of water at a time and then keep blending. Pour that mixture into the popsicle molds or your paper cups and then place popsicle sticks in each one of them. You're going to freeze for at least 2 hours or so until they're completely frozen through and then serve and enjoy. And those you can also stick in the cooler with some ice and they'll make their way to your destination, or you can just assemble them once you get there. Now, if you'd like to make a human version of this, you could follow the same recipe, but add a little bit of the sweetener of your choice. So whatever that is, could be, you know, if you want to use sugar, you can. It could be Splenda or Truvia, whatever you want to use, just to make it a little bit sweeter. But don't give those to the dogs. Okay, the dogs will love what you made without the sweetener. Trust me. They'll love just the strawberries and the kale and the yogurt. That's perfect for them. And it could be for you too. All right, well, we are out of time. We would like to thank our producers for making this show possible. I always love to hear from my listeners, so please send your comments and questions to Christy@PetLifeRadio.com. That's Christy with an I at the end. You can also find The Doggy Dish on Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram, and also on YouTube, so check us out there. Be sure to like us and follow us to keep up with the latest and greatest in healthy cooking for your furry kids. Thank you for listening to The Doggy Dish. Bye-bye for now.
Let's Talk Pets, every week on demand. Only on PetLifeRadio.com.